This recording, Guangdong 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comagate Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comagate Secure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at the old zoo in deserted district of the territory. So she was really happy to start a new job at the superb pirate practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kind and headed to her work. When she got there, she was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel very sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, its itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so he would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing in a tune to her. Finally, she administered aid. Her efforts was not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma to give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off a cloth and lay her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in San Rui, a small city but with abundant and anarchic old culture in Guangdong. San Rui was built as a city in about 1600 years ago, about San Guo or Xi Jin in Chinese era. In the 13th century, the Mongolian invaded the Song dynasty, and the last emperor, Song emperor with the general, jumped into the San Rui Ngai Mun Sea, and it was called Ngai San at that time. To mourn the perish of the Song dynasty, the Chinese poet once said, "Ngai San Ji Hao Mei Zheng Wa," which is mean after the emperor jumped into the Ngai San Sea, the greatest time of the ancient China has gone. In the late 19th century, a famous politician of China, whose name Liang Kaiqiu, was born in San Rui. He was known as the Mind Modern China and built many modern schools in San Rui. San Rui was famous for the old orange peel. It is called Chan Pei in San Rui dialect. Chan Pei is a valuable Chinese medicine that could heal the cough, even the lung disease. San Rui is one of the most famous China overseas towns. Many local people immigrated to Hong Kong, Macau, Singapore, the USA, Canada, etc. the Sunway dialect is also spoken in this foreign Chinese community. It is like the nearby town's dialect, Huaishanhua, Toishanese. There are 9 tones in Sunway dialect, like most of the Cantonese dialects, but the tones are quite different from the standard Cantonese. For example, I read it. Si means poem. Si means time. Si means history. Si means the city. Si means east. Ba means north. Ba means 100. Ba means the uncle, which is means the father's elder brother. Ba means white. Actually, this kind of the accent was not really happened in the Sunway City. When the student learned English for many years, they will even speak the standard accent like the American or the British. We Sunwayese, proud of our hometown, even though they leave their hometown for living, they will not forget the Sunway and always try to make contribution to Sunway. I hope that one day the world's people will know our Sunway culture. That's what I am working for. Thank you.